Writer Keith Gessen was just in Odessa a few weeks ago. He was also there in the 1990s. Keith, would you agree with what we just heard, that Odessa used to be a place where everyone got along pretty well?
Yes. I mean, it's had its ups and downs. It's a city that's pretty unique in the kind of Ukrainian and Russian and post-Soviet space for having been founded as a kind of free port in the early 19th century, which meant that there were a lot of people coming in and out of Odessa. There were a lot of Bulgarians, Greeks. There was a large Jewish population. So it's always been a kind of multicultural city where people mostly got along. There were, in the early 20th century, pretty serious and famous pogroms against the Jewish population. So it hasn't always been a paradise.
At the very least, a crossroads of sorts. So what would you say is special about the city of Odessa? I mean, remind us where it sits physically in Ukraine, but also culturally and psychologically, what it means for Ukrainians and for Russians.
It's right on the Black Sea. It's the biggest port in Ukraine. In Soviet mythology, it was this very colorful place. Isaac Babel wrote stories about the Jewish gangsters of Odessa. It was a port city like New Orleans with kind of musical tradition. It was also a sort of mythologized gangster city like Chicago. And it's also a city where a lot of people go for summer vacations to be on the sea. So it's a city with which a lot of people have very pleasant associations.
And also for Russians as well.
Definitely. I think in terms of even now, until now, in post-independence Ukraine, the tourists have come a bit more from Russia than from Ukraine.
So you wrote all of this up in a piece published today in the latest edition of The New Yorker called Waiting for War. You write that you had a terrible feeling when you were most recently in Odessa. Had you ever felt or seen anything like this before?
I haven't. I don't travel to a lot of war zones. Certainly, the aggressiveness of both sides surprised me. I wasn't prepared for that. Not just because it was Odessa, but maybe because it was Odessa. I felt like the people who were pro-Russian, the separatists, were really alienated from Ukrainian society. You know, they have some grievances about the way their lives have turned out in Ukraine. They feel like there aren't enough Russian language schools. They feel like the history that is being taught in those schools is not quite the history that they think is true. But for those grievances to have turned into what is really full-fledged separatism, must have a kind of deeper basis than that. And I think, you know, a lot of the people that we're seeing out in the streets are just people who have not had much success in post-Soviet Ukraine.
You're American, Keith, but you were born in the former Soviet Union. How does all this feel to you personally?
You know, I read in the article about how I was born in Moscow in what was then the Soviet Union. It's not automatically obvious to a person who is from Russia that Ukraine is a completely different place and a separate place with its own history and its own destiny. And on my part, it has required a certain amount of work to understand what that means. You know, when you go to Ukraine and so many people are speaking Russian and so much of the cultural heritage is similar, it can feel like you haven't actually left Russia. But certainly on this trip, I understood much better and with much more sympathy that this is a completely different country. It's had a very difficult time of it over the past 25 years. And a lot of that is because of kind of objective circumstances, but a certain amount of that is because of Russia. And it's a heartbreaking situation.
How does that make you feel about Russia right now?
Pretty negatively. I feel like a lot of people in Russia have not done the work of accepting Ukraine as a separate place.
Keith Gessen, who has an article in the new edition of The New Yorker out today titled Waiting for War. Thank you very much.
Thank you.